From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Matot Maseh, Moshe's successful leadership. I would like to challenge a theory that's become very popular at my own yeshiva, at Yeshivat Har Etzion in Israel. It was popularized in many of the writings online for many years. It was then popularized in the Torat Etzion volume on Bamidbar, and in my Rebbe Rav Meidan's writings on Bamidbar as well. There, many writers, many contributors to these different venues have claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu failed in his leadership, and he needed to be replaced by Joshua and others, and that's why he did not continue to lead the Jews into the land of Israel. Their main argument about his failure in leadership is that in a number of cases of challenge that he faced, he fell on his face. He fell on his face in the challenge of the spies. He fell on his face on the challenge of Korach, Vayipol al panav, or Vayiplu al panayim. Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. The story of the Baal Peor, the story of Pinchas, at the end of Balak, also he fell on his face. And this to them is a sign that he has no message, he has no plan, and in contrast to some other cases where he prayed in the story of the golden calf, here he simply falls on his face. Firstly, I believe that argument itself is not very convincing. When a leader falls on their face, as many commentaries have pointed out, it can be a form of prayer. Falling on your face in prayer is not a failure of leadership, it is a form of leadership. And I don't think that that's a very convincing argument. Number two, I think it fails to recognize a theory that I've been trying to propound for decades now, and I hope that folks at the Shivat Har Etzion will take note of it in the future, and that is that from the very beginning of this book, it's very, very clear that Moshe is supposed to have people helping him, known as Nesi'im. He's supposed to have assistants from every tribe, one leader from each tribe. Those assistants, their names are specified six times at the beginning of the book. They are mentioned in Parshat Pinchas, again, the new leaders of the new generation. And it is specifically those helpers, those assistants, those tribal leaders, those Nesi'im, the princes of each tribe who are supposed to be his assistants, instead of helping him, with you, Moshe and Aaron would be the 12 leaders, the leaders of each tribe. Instead of helping them, they were the ones who were the troublemakers in the story of the spies. That's with Korach. That's what they were known as in Korach. And Kulam Anashim, Rashi Alfei Yisrael Hema, in the story of the spies, they're all special leaders of the tribes. So it is specifically the leaders who failed Moses, who challenged him, and my argument is that without the original plan, that with Moshe, v'itchem yu ish ish lamateh, the very beginning of words, the opening words of Bamidbar, without that plan being executed, without leaders from each tribe helping Moshe and Aaron, they are doomed. The notion that Moshe was supposed to stand up to the tribal leaders in the story of the spies in Shlach, or that somehow he's supposed to overcome the fact that 250 Nesi'im leaders, tribal leaders and other leaders, family leaders, stood up, rose up against him in Korach, that he's supposed to stand up against them, flies in the face of the vision of what the leadership was supposed to look like in this book. Moshe was promised that the leadership would be representative, there would be representative leaders from each tribe, there would be help. Just at the burning bush, there was supposed to be 70 elders. And in the end, he has nothing. It's him against everyone. My proof that Moshe is not a failed leader is that the moment that the vision is reinvigorated, the moment that we do appoint new leaders in Parshat Pinchas, the moment that Pinchas himself rises from among the ranks and begins to take action, the moment is a moment at which everything begins to function very successfully. To the contrary of Moshe being a failed leader, He becomes a very successful leader, as we've explained in other videos about Moshe's success in his final days. And let me outline it for you here again. Moshe is successful in galvanizing the leaders. Firstly, in Parshat Chukat, after the hitting of the rock, the Jews seem to come too. There's Yisrael, there becomes something known as Israel. Israel conquers, Israel vows, Israel says Chatanu, they say that they have sinned. There emerges a people, aside from just Moshe and Aaron, there's an actual people, and they are actively involved in their part. And they play their part. And you have these daughters of Tzlafchat who want to have a part, who want to have a role. And when the daughters of Tzlafchat came, who did they come to? They came they came to the leaders of the tribes. And when at the end of the Torah, when the leaders of the tribes had a problem with the arrangement with Benot Tzlafchat, what do? They come to the Nesi'im once again. They stand, Lifnei Nesi'im, Rashi Avot Livnei Yisrael, the heads of the families of Israel. Why do we have Parshat Matot? All the commentaries try to explain how come this Parsha, of all the Parshas in the Torah, it's addressed not to the Jews, to Bnei Israel, but it's addressed to the Rashi HaMatot, the heads of the tribes. I'll tell you why. Very simple. Because finally there are heads of tribes you can talk to. They are involved. They are the main people. They are, as we say, they're the main man. And you got to talk to them. If you have a law to give over, You've got to tell them about it, because they are actively involved. You have a war against Midian. There's a challenge. There's a problem. You know what you do? Moshe and Aaron, when they got mad at the Jews, they came with the Nesi'im, because now things are working the way they're supposed to be. Moshe is very successful as soon as he has leaders. It's not Moshe's failure. It's the Jewish people's failure. That there was. There was a failure of the leadership of the tribes. Moshe does what he can. He continues to pray, continues to lead, but he cannot lead without the Jewish people. You have to have followers. And it's not his failure. It's a failure of the people to rise up and be leaders with him. But as soon as he does, they're there. The heads of the tribes, they take leadership as well. When there's a challenge from Reuven, God, and eventually the half of Menashe, what do? They come to Elazar, they come to Moshe, and the Nesi'i Haidah. They know that now there's a full leadership. There's a council of the 12 tribal leaders, the Nesi'im, and there's Moshe, and there's Elazar, the high priest at this time, and that's who you go to. It's over and again. It hits us over the head over and over again. These are the tribal leaders. These are the people that will lead us. There's no question about it. And once we have these leaders, the leadership is very successful. And again, in Parshat Maaseh, we list the tribal leaders. Those from each tribe will be involved in giving out the land. So there's no question about it. The Nesi'im play a key role. So I'd like to argue against, I'm afraid to say, my own teacher, Rav Midan, should live and be well, or outstanding book that he recently wrote about Bamidbar and all the wonderful teachings that he has. But I deeply disagree with this theory and that propounded by so many of the other teachers at Yeshivat Har Etzion, Rav Waxman, who's outstanding Talmud Chacham, and so many others, Rav Liebtag and all the other teachers of mine. They say that Moshe is a failed leader. And I would argue it's not Moshe is a failed leader. It's the leaders are failed leaders. There were no leaders. There's no such thing as one leader, and that's it. There's supposed to be tribal leaders. If we don't see that later on in Jewish history, that's their problem. That's Joshua's fault. That's the leaders of Israel's fault. There's supposed to be tribal leaders. As a matter of fact, perhaps that's part of the vision of David and of Yonatan, of Jonathan, that he would be the head of Israel, the king, and then Jonathan would be in charge of the other tribes, some of the other tribes. There need to be other leaders. It's not a dictatorship. And once Moshe is able to get this second tier of leadership going, there is tremendous success, tremendous functionality It's unbelievable what happens, from starting with Chukat, a brief problem at the end of Balak, but solved by Pinchas, one of the leaders who rose up and showed that there are other leaders aside from Moshe. And by any crisis you had from here to the end of the book, there's Israel and there are Nisim, there are leaders. Once you have that, Moshe can succeed. Moshe did not fail. The leaders of Israel failed. And with that, they brought Moshe down with them. As soon as the tribal leaders could not have been more successful. Why he didn't lead us into Israel? It's a different question. It's a mystery. What's wrong? The hitting the rock, the other complaining, Balotcha, whatever it is. But failed leader, absolutely not. Moshe was a great success. What failed was the system of Nisim. And once that system was restored, what a magnificent success. He, together with Elazar, together with Pinchas, who takes care of the wars, and together with Nisim, they were a great success in leading the Jewish people. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.